From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Today, after 54 years, the U.S. flag waved once again in Cuba at the U.S. Embassy in Havana. It's the latest symbol in the reestablishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Secretary of State John Kerry addressed both countries at the ceremony marking the event. It's the first time in 70 years that a U.S. Secretary of State visited the island nation.
And we are certain that the time is now to reach out to one another as two peoples who are no longer enemies or rivals, but neighbors. Time to unfurl our flags, raise them up, and let the world know that we wish each other well.
The same three U.S. Marines who lowered the flag when President Eisenhower broke off diplomatic relations in 1961 were there to help raise it again in a moment Kerry called historic.
Jose Marti once said that everything that divides men is a sin against humanity. Clearly, the events of the past, the harsh words, the provocative and retaliatory actions, the human tragedies, all have been a source of deep division that has diminished our common humanity.
Despite the enthusiasm Kerry and others expressed at this morning's ceremony, as WLRN's Kenny Malone tells us, a debate raged on in Little Havana.
By 11 o'clock, a crowd has already formed in the parking lot of Versailles. It spills across the street where someone has hung a massive Cuban flag about 20 feet long. One guy holds a sign that says, "Obama, coward, shame on you."
Today, the worst day.
A woman wearing white shouts through a loudspeaker.
The worst day in Cuban history. Another day of betrayal to the Cuban people, to the freedom of Cuba.
At this point, Versailles has become about as well known for strong opinions as it has for strong Cuban coffee. Cuban news breaks, reporters and protesters descend. There are at least 9 news trucks here. At times, it seems there are as many reporters as protesters. One reporter asks the loudspeaker woman if she can switch to Spanish for his audience. She gladly obliges. Laura Vianello, the woman speaking through the loudspeaker, puts down her mic for a quick interview about the U.S. Embassy in Havana.
Well, it's a sign of being friends with the Castro, not with the Cuban people. So to me, it's a disgrace. It's a treason.
As we keep talking,
the embassy.
There's some commotion across the street.
Oh, that's the policeman.
Another protester was on the ground, surrounded by police officers. The officers take him into a patrol car. People tell me he was one of the more provocative protesters and that he was supporting Castro. Things had escalated when a guy in a yellow shirt started shouting at him. But then, within seconds of the pro-Castro guy being taken away, someone else starts shouting at the yellow shirt guy. The third shouter is Yoan Alonso. "You're the same as the communists," Alonso says to the guy in the yellow shirt. "You don't let other people speak." While that argument was going on, Alonso's friend, Winston Espinosa, explained why his friend was so upset. Because the pro-Castro guy, now in police custody, had a right to be there and not shouted at.
Because he protested too, right? We're free. So everybody needed expression. So why you want to say no?
Over the next half hour, shouting occasionally flares up, a couple people pairing off, disagreeing. Generally speaking, though, the crowd is pretty strongly anti-Castro and anti-embassy. As I'm leaving, a woman with 3 kids is walking down the street, pretty far away from my microphone, and she says,
"I'm sorry for the people who don't agree, but I'm in favor."
She says, "I'm sorry for people who don't agree, but I'm in favor. I'm in favor of the embassy." This is Barbara Jimeno. She was born in Cuba and came to the U.S. in 1960.
I was just a little girl then.
Jimeno wasn't here for the protest today, and hers is certainly not a popular opinion here. But the shouting and the disagreements, she says actually that's the very kind of thing she hopes the American embassy will bring to Cuba.
Once they see that there's United States government there, I believe they're going to be able to, you know, shout and say this is not good. I'm looking forward for that.
As for the protester taken into police custody and what exactly happened, Miami police said there were 2 separate arrests at Versailles for disorderly conduct today, one for simple battery and one for resisting arrest with violence. But at this point, they said there were no more specific details. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Andy Wagner.